Hello.
Hello, this is me, Joyce. I'm calling from Local Splash. Can I speak with Michelle?
This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. We have received your text, and yeah, just wanted to check what help you need with your website.
I was proofreading everything last night, and there's just a few things I need to have switched out on wording.
I understand. So which part in the website? So I'm here now in the website.
Anything that says Paradise, Texas or Paradise in it, I want that taken off because we do a lot more than just Paradise. And I feel like the whole ad is focusing on one town and that's not what we do. So I'd really like to take the word Paradise out of it and put Parker and Wise County because that's mainly what we cover.
Okay, so Parker,
Parker and
Parker,
Wise.
Okay, Parker County and then Wise County, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in there a lot. So I hate to have you have to read through everything, but you're probably going to have to.
Yeah, so I'll have our website team review review your website and yeah, change yeah, what needed to be changed. Okay,
Okay.
so yeah, aside from the location, is there any requests?
The only other thing is that they put that we were licensed and insured. We're not licensed. We don't have to be licensed in the state of Texas.
Okay, let me check that one.
Oh, the insured is
Oh.
fine, but the license, it gives a little bit of a false, you know, it's, we don't, and the state of Texas doesn't require licensing for a contractor.
Okay. Okay, I see it here from the about page. Yeah, we will remove
Yes.
it right away. Okay, and you're good with the services, right?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Everything else was looked really good.
Okay. That's good to know. And I just wanted to remind you as well, Michelle, that we need to get your Google Business Profile verified. So video verification is ready. And let me just go to the Google Business Profile.
Yeah, I
Now
got
we
an
have
email. I sent a lot of things yesterday, but I got something that y'all want me to do, some kind of video.
Yeah, a video verification. We sent an invite to email John Cook, jr68@gmail.com. Yeah, I need you to look for the invitation email and accept the invite. Once you have accepted it, you will get this get a verified option. Just in case you missed our invitation, I will cancel the invitation here and send it to you again.
Okay. What
Okay.
does the show entail? Like, do I need to, are there, am I going to do a video conference with somebody from Google or what exactly do I need to do? It said something about I need to be at my business location. Well, we don't really have a location. We do it out of our home. I mean, John is mobile. So we have our office out of our home. But I don't really have, it's asking for like, things that we wouldn't have. We don't have a brick and mortar storefront. We don't have anything like that.
Well, that is okay because one of the requirements for us to get Google verified is to have like a physical location. It doesn't matter if it's not a office location. It's okay if it's a home location
Okay.
or
So
okay,
I
or
just need to take
residential
a video
address.
of
Yeah, you just
my
have to take a
home.
video showing your like surrounding area such as street signs or neighboring businesses. Yeah. You don't need to worry. This will not be posted on Google. Okay. This video, yeah, it will be sent to Google specialists, and they will review it. So it's just between you and then Google. Okay, this will not be posted online. And then you have to have your business documents ready. You have to make sure you have the hard copy of your business documents. I understand you don't have a license. At least have a document that says your business name on it.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Your business registration, and if you have a business card, yeah, you can include it in the video as well. This is a short video.
Wait a minute. I've already sent all that. I've sent all of that in pictures to the email.
Mm-hmm.
I've sent the business license, the business card, a copy of our contract, pictures of my husband's at his job where he's doing a remodel, his trailer, his tools, his pickup. I've already did all that.
Oh, yes. The business documents that you sent to us via email before, it's just for we store the document on your account, and like, for example, in the future, your Google business profile gets suspended, we provide those documents to Google. Or we provide the business document to Google to address any potential profile issues in the future. But for the video verification, it's different. You have to make sure that business documents are included as well.
I don't understand that. I'm kind of feeling a little bit like not comfortable at this point. Like, I mean, I feel like I'm double doing things, and I don't really know. I think I need to have my representative Daniel give me a call, because I'm not understanding why not sending it in an email is good enough. Why do I have to video myself in front of my home? I'm going to have to get in my car and drive, because I live in the country. So I'm going to have to, in the 2-minute video, it's not going to be enough time for me to go and drive to show y'all my sign for my road that says County Road 3381. I don't have businesses around me. We live way out in the country. So all the stuff they're asking for, I'm not going to be able to do. I can gladly take a video of the front of my home, but I don't have a street sign close enough within the 2 minutes y'all give me to do a video.
It's okay. It's just, you know, like a surrounding area in your home. As what I mentioned to you earlier, this will not be shown to public. It's just between you and Google. And during the video verification, you don't have to show your face. Yeah. It's just to verify that you really own the business. Okay.
How does that verify that? I mean, how does that, me showing a picture of my home, how does that verify anything? I don't get it. That doesn't make sense to me at all.
Yeah. That's a requirement.
I don't understand what that has to do with anything. I sent actual documents, business cards, that kind of stuff I can justify. But why in the world do I need to take a picture of my hay field, my tractor, because that's what I got in my backyard, in the picture of my home? Like, what does that have to do with Google verifying? I don't have a sign on my house that says Cook Home Improvement, because we do everything mobily. So why does that matter? Somebody's going to have to explain to me why I need to do that. That seems a little, like, if I had a brick and mortar store or shop, that'd be different, with a sign that proves it's me. But how do you know this is really anything? Like, this doesn't sound right to me. It's very seeming very shady. So I don't know if I want to, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need to talk to my rep. I need to talk to my rep. So.
I understand. Yeah, I will ask Daniel to contact you, okay? Well, as what I mentioned to you earlier, physical location is really needed for a Google business profile, because there are, like, a lot of...
Why can't y'all look it up? My driver's license matches my where I, my location is of my business. I mean, it's not technically a business. It's my home. But I have my computer and my desk set up there. And that's about it. I mean, that doesn't – I don't know how that's going to – me standing – me showing my home is going to say, how's it going to verify it? Are they going to, like do, like, GPS from my phone saying I'm standing at the location that I said that I have my business? I mean, how are they know? That's my
– I know. They don't do GPS. They just wanted to verify that, you know, you're legit running the business and, yeah, we're using,
Okay, you're telling me the same thing and you're not making any sense. You are not telling me anything each time I ask you. You just keep saying they want to verify me. How are they going to verify me? For me standing there saying, hello, this is my home. This is my office for my business. What does that have to... Just have Daniel call me, please, because I'm about to back out of this deal, okay? This doesn't sound right to me at all. Please tell him to call me.
I understand, Michelle. Yeah, I'll have him contact you within today.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for your time, and bye-bye for now.